The Last Hyperion by Matt McBride. Alexei sat back in his chair in the command center as the last Hyperion space liner cleared the outer Van Allen belt. With 10 days to spare, the evacuation of the planet was complete. After 40 years of frantic preparations, he could finally relax before Callisto slammed into the Earth. As a mission controller at the Baikonur Cosmodrome, Alexei had been involved from the moment Jupiter's moon Callisto had been knocked out of orbit. He well remembered the worldwide shock when the astronomers had calculated Callisto's trajectory and its inevitable impact. Then, 2 years ago, he'd been asked to make the ultimate sacrifice. Someone had to stay behind to handle the launch procedure of the final space liner. He understood completely why he'd been chosen. In contrast to his junior colleagues, Alexei was in his 70s and single. When he'd agreed, he'd been given a medal and a small white pill. Now, for a short time, the world was his alone. He could go wherever he wanted and do whatever he wanted. Several supersonic VTOL flyers, parked at the Cosmodrome, were there for the taking. He was considering spending his remaining days in the warmth of the Caribbean, when a message flashed up on his screen. Human detected by search drone 425. Alexei cursed. He selected the drone's camera. He was astonished to see a woman sitting on a beach, grilling a fish over a small fire. The drone's coordinates brought up a satellite picture of a tiny unnamed island, somewhere in the South China Sea. 4 hours later, Alexei landed a flyer on the island's pristine seashore. The woman watched him stumble across the sand towards her. He judged her to be about his own age, gray-haired but, unlike himself, exceptionally fit. Alexei was the first to speak. "You know you've missed the last Hyperion?" "I guessed I had. My boat sank 3 weeks ago, with all my equipment." "What were you doing on this island?" "I was filming on the reef, to remind future generations how beautiful the Earth was." The next few days with Sakura were the happiest of Alexei's long life. The tepid seawater soothed his aging limbs as he watched her swim like the fish she caught so expertly. By the end of the week, Alexei knew he was in love. He put his arm around Sakura, and she snuggled against him as they sat on the beach, staring up at Callisto, now huge and growing ever closer in the night sky. Alexei felt Sakura tremble at the sight, and she whispered in a fearful voice, "What will happen to us when it hits?" He couldn't bring himself to tell her they would be dead long before the impact, because Callisto's gravity would rip the Earth's atmosphere away with hurricane force, that there would be devastating tsunamis and earthquakes. If they weren't killed by flying debris or drowned, they would slowly suffocate. Instead of answering, Alexei retrieved his small white pill. He crumbled it into a plastic cup that Sakura had salvaged from her boat. He filled the cup with spring water and passed it to her. She thanked him softly before drinking. Alexei held her tight, hearing the wind begin to howl as Sakura drifted quietly into oblivion.